And it's funny, sometimes you know exactly what God wants to say, and other times you find yourself blown around trying to work out what the message will be. And I've had a couple of weeks a little bit like that. You can have that when you know what the text is, but John gave me freedom this week. And that can sometimes be even more of a challenge to say, where should I be speaking from?
Yeah.
So I have shared with you a number of times that I will love to speak from 1 Corinthians 12 sometime, but I didn't feel that this was the right time. I'll do that when we're back home, so to speak, over in Sports Village. We can move around and use scissors and things. So we will do that some future time.
Well, we're using scissors, folks.
Ah!
Passage on love follows it.
That's all part of it. So let's pray and see God use this time. Father, thank you that you know each one of us that are here now. And you know exactly where we're at. You know whether we're loving ourselves, loving life, or somewhere else at this moment. But wherever you are, wherever we are, we know that you want to speak to each one of us. So we ask that you will do that now, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read a passage to you from James. And it's a passage I have spoken on before, so we'll see if anybody can remember that message. But it was about 3 years ago, and I'm not going to give you anything like the same message again. But here's the passage. It goes like this. It's from James, and I'm going to read from chapter 1, verse 22. It says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For if he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was, But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." So, I like the image that looking in the Bible, looking in the Word of God, is like looking in the mirror. And I'm going to help us explore that one. I thought it would be a funny summer day. It's a good old English funny summer day. And I thought we might be fewer in number. We are, but we've got lots of good and best people here. So we will expect things of God. But I also thought it would be nice to feel relaxed. So the bulk of what I want to say today is in a slightly longer video than usual that I've only used in one other place once before. And I jealously look for opportunities to use it, because normally in a message you want something that's just punchy. But this one goes on for maybe 10 minutes. But I think you will enjoy it. But to help us prepare for that, I do not have a table talk. I have, we will say, a pairs talk. So if you would find somebody that is, you're not going to have to be too deep or too self-revealing, but find somebody that you're comfortable just to talk with, and I'm going to give you each a piece of paper. And on the paper are two prayers, and I'd like you to read the prayers together, and then the questions that are on the paper at the bottom are this: what stops people saying either of the prayers above? Okay, what stops people saying either of the prayers above? And then the second one is where you hit the other person and pin them to the chair and say, what stops you saying either of the prayers above? Okay, you can answer this whether you are feeling like I'm the greatest Christian in the world, or whether you're thinking, I'm not even a Christian. I think you can still give answers to those questions. So it doesn't really matter where you're at. Have a look at the two prayers and then talk with one other person about why you can or can't easily say those prayers. And it's not a sign-up box. So If the reason why you can't say those prayers is, I haven't eaten anything yet and I'm just desperate for food, that's an okay answer. I'm just trying to give you a simple, you know, be practical. What stops you saying the prayers? You can share with someone else. Okay, let's do that. We've talked about looking in a mirror and seeing something beautiful, so I've got two other people to come up, so you're not looking at me. Just to help those who listen in on the video later, I thought it would be good if we have the prayers read out. So we spent the time in our groups looking at these two prayers and thinking about what would stop us being able to say these two prayers. If you're ready to say them straight away, then you can pray them as our two friends come up to pray them for us.
Dear Heavenly Father, do whatever it takes to mould me into the image of your Son. Make me your masterpiece. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Dear God, did I hear you right today? Did I hear you say that you love me, even though you and I know that I have messed up so many times? Did I hear you say you want to use me, even when I feel so useless? If you'll take me and use me, then God, I give you all that I am. Take me. I love you, God. Amen.
Thanks. And Romans 12, verse 2, well-known verse, speaking about us being transformed. It says this, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good, acceptable and perfect. So I had on my heart for today this process of us being transformed and us knowing how God wants to speak into our lives, knowing how we want to change. And I was going to look at the verses from Philippians talking about the race. We may yet do this another time, but talking about how somebody trains for a race, how they might have a coach, how we as friends can encourage that person so that they are progressing to be transformed into the person who can win the race or at least do their best in the race. That's where I thought I was going. But I guess a lot of that would be about us thinking what we can do. And I really felt God was speaking to me about what he wants to do in our lives and what in us stops us from letting him do what he wants to do in our lives. If you want to hear that said more simply, I think the lyrics of the song we were singing as I came in said it very well, because they said, in my heart and my soul, I give you control. That's from the Inside Out, Lord, is the song. And that we want to bring God praise. How do we do that? I give you my heart and soul. I give you control. Okay? You know I like to say it with pictures, so let's do that via a little drama for you on the video.
Ephesians 2:10 says that we are God's workmanship, his masterpiece. I don't know about you, but when I get up in the morning and look in the mirror, I don't really see a masterpiece, you know? I mean, maybe a Picasso. It's like, but I want to be his masterpiece. I want to be everything he created me to be. And so I go to him in prayer and I say, Dear Heavenly Father, do whatever it takes to mold me into the image of your Son. Make me your masterpiece. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi.
Whoa. Who are you?
I'm God. You said the prayer, so here I am.
You're not God.
No, I am. You said the prayer. That's how it works.
Okay. If you're God, then make it snow in here.
You know what? I really don't want to make it snow in here because it'd get kind of yucky.
Yeah, you're not God.
Why do you say that?
God wouldn't say yucky.
I do. It's a Greek word.
Oh. Okay. If you're God, what does Lamentations 15:9 say?
Lamentations is only 5 chapters. It's a very short book.
Oh, why was it so short?
I was tired of lamenting.
Oh, okay. If you're God, who's going to win the World Series this year?
I'm really not into playing games. Why are you so much into playing games?
You are God.
What gave it away?
You answered my question with a question.
I did?
Yeah, I do that, don't I? I did it again. Step right up. Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, what are we doing?
I'm going to make you into my original masterpiece. This is the process.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Wait. What are these about?
These are the tools I'm going to use to make you into my original masterpiece.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah.
I thought you were a carpenter.
That's my son. Step right up. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, hang on. Mm-hmm. How do you know what to chisel away and what to leave?
I take out everything in your life that doesn't belong there, kind of like dead weight.
Ooh, speaking of dead weight, could you chisel right here? It showed up when I was in my 20s and grew around and became back fat. I don't even know why you created that, but I can't get rid of it. I mean, I've tried everything. Like, I tried running, I tried lifting weights. My wife actually talked me into trying Pilates. That was awkward. But I can't get rid of it. So if you would just chisel around here, and then, you know what, if you chisel a line right here and maybe 4 to 5, maybe 8 lines right here. That would be awesome.
You're funny.
You made me that way.
I also made the platypus.
The platypus.
All I'm saying is most of my children, when it comes to this process, they just want to talk, but they don't want to do the work. So do you want to talk or can I chisel? Talk, chisel.
No,
talk,
no, chisel. No. I choose to chisel.
All right. Through my Holy Spirit, I'm going to bring up things in your life that I want you to work on. Like your anger. I created the emotion, but you use it in the wrong way. You compare yourself to others instead of me. You tell little white lies because you want to people please. You're lazy. But you try to fool everybody by looking really, really busy. You have a problem with lust? Well,
time out. I don't really have a problem with lust.
You don't have a problem with lust?
No, I can do it anytime I want. Hang on a second. I mean, I got to admit, I feel like you've been doing some great work, and I'm looking pretty good right now.
All right, when you look in the mirror, who do you see?
I see me.
Okay, then I need to keep chiseling away because ultimately you and other people need to see my son.
Okay, don't misunderstand me. It's just when I look more like Jesus, people get uncomfortable around me. I mean, even my church friends, and they're like, oh, you're holier than thou, you know? And I don't think I'm supposed to make people uncomfortable.
So what you're saying is you'd rather play God in certain areas of your life than for me to be God over your whole life.
That is not what I said.
It's what you meant.
Yes, it is. It's hard to talk to you. You know everything that I'm thinking. I'm just saying you've done some great work. Maybe we take a break, a sabbatical from each other, you know. I'll stay right here and then, you
know. That's just it. You never just stay right there. You're either moving toward me or away from me, but never you just stay. What you're doing is called control. Do you want to control things in your life or can I chisel? Control, chisel, control,
chisel. No, chisel, chisel.
All right.
But can we chisel where I want?
That's called control.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Now this right here, this secret sin that you keep running to whenever you're hurting, angry, lonely, tired, that you think you're fooling everybody, but it's making you a whitewashed tomb. Are you ready for me to chisel this out of your life?
Yeah.
You see, it's a process. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's your whole life. And you care so deeply about what other people think of you. It's rubbish. It's garbage. The greatest thing you're ever going to hear is at the end of your life when you hear me say, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what you keep your eye on. That's the prize. Heavenward.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, trust me. This hurts me more than it hurts you.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't think you understand this pain.
Pardon me?
You're asking me to sacrifice a lot, God.
Don't talk to me about sacrifice. I know all about sacrifice. I sent my son to die on the cross for pain, for sin, but I also did it for another reason, to give you freedom. Do you know what insanity is? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. And there are things that you've been doing for years, these empty wells that don't have anything to offer. You've been going to them and it's insane. Allow me to chisel them out of your life. Allow me to produce character where you keep focusing so much on your image.
Okay, but I was thinking.
Your thoughts are not my thoughts.
Okay, but if we went another way.
Your ways are not my ways.
Oh, I can't.
You can't what?
I can't be good.
That's your excuse. That's your excuse is that you can't be good.
It's not an excuse. I can't.
Oh, my child. In the beginning, I said it was good. I made you good. Be good.
Yeah. But you and I both...
What?
Nothing.
No, what is it?
Nothing, okay? You wouldn't understand.
I, God of all the universe, wouldn't understand something one of my children has to say. Try me.
It's just, I let you down so many times, God.
No, my child. You were never holding me up. I hold you up with my victorious, righteous right hand. Never the other way around. In this relationship, I hold you up.
Okay. And chisel away. Just be prepared for what you're going to find in there. Because I know who's inside there. Because I get up every morning and I look at him in the mirror. And I hate who I see. Because deep inside there, this little kid who gets up every morning and dresses like an adult. And I go out and I try to do what I'm supposed to do, but I can't, okay? I can't be who everybody else expects me to be. God, I can't even be who I want to be, much less who you created me to be. And so inside is this scared, stupid little kid. But you chisel away. Just be prepared.
You have listened to so many voices for far too long that were not from me. And you have totally bought into the lie, haven't you? You think you're junk, don't you? When you lay your head down at night after you've done the dance to get the hug, you think you're junk. Listen to me. I don't take time to make junk. How can I show you that my love for you stretches as far as the east to the west? How can I show you that my love for you has no end? I know. Reach in your back pocket.
What?
Reach in your back pocket.
Why?
Are you arguing with me? Reach in your back pocket.
Oh, God.
Yes?
I just meant, God, I'll do that right now.
You're just saying my name in vain.
Come on. It's a name. It's a saying.
It's a name above all names. It's more than a saying. It's more than a name. I want to teach you something about my name. Reach in your back pocket.
Gosh.
You know what that is?
Yeah, it's a note. I wrote it when I was in college. How did you get this?
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, read it.
I love Angie.
Other side.
Sorry. Dear God, did I hear you right today? Did I hear you say that you love me? Even though you and I both know I've messed up so many times. Did I hear you say you want to use me? And I feel so useless. If you'll take me and use me, then God, I give you all that I am. Take me. I love you, God.
I love you too. And I love you too much just to leave you where you're at. This salvation that you hold, I don't want it to be some sentimental gush or some head knowledge. I want you to work it out in every detail of your life. And when problems come and chaos happens, don't look at that as a prison, but look at it as a father discipline his child. A father disciplines the ones he loves.
I know, but it's going to be tough.
Yes, but you bought into the lie thinking everything was going to be easy when you gave everything over to me. There will be trouble in this world. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I want you to do something. I want you to look out there and I want you to say, Tommy is God's original masterpiece.
Tommy is God's...
No, not the way you see yourself or you try so desperately for others to see you. But maybe for the first time in your life, the way I see you, the way I created you.
Tommy is God's original masterpiece.
Yes, you are.
And so are you. God doesn't make junk. You are an original masterpiece.
What do you see? when you look in God's mirror. Maybe you're tired thinking, how do I change? And I think we had the encouragement in there that it's God who helps us, it's God who enables us, who knows where we're at, and he's the one who's trying to craft things. So I went to Keswick for the day on Monday and was blessed by different things there. I also picked up some craft. The Word on Wood was the little company. One verse there which is talking about, I will never leave you, never forsake you, that's on there. And then the other one I picked up, if I was honest, as Julie was very quick to point out, it's not done very well, but it's based on Japanese pottery, where when something is smashed, they repair it with gold, making it even more beautiful than it was originally. So the craftsman has kind of mimicked that process with a little plate that's on top of a piece of wood. But God takes us wherever we're at, wherever we're feeling, and he transforms that into the beautiful thing that he intends for us. In my own life, there are times when I think back to a lyric I heard in a song as a teenager, which just said, stop the world, I want to get off. Just when you felt caught up in things and you weren't sure whether you really wanted to go along with it all, or when you felt God was doing things and you weren't sure you wanted to get along with it all, and like being on a fairground ride where it's getting a bit wild and you just say, stop! I want to get off. I'm not sure you can stop the whole world spinning just for me, but I've had those moments when I don't want to keep going where I'm at. And the other ones that I've had are the ones when I think, why me, God? You could work on Eric and give him the workout you're trying to give me. Or you can work on and put your name in there, because I can sit here and think, it's time they got moved along. But leave me alone, God, I've done my bit. But why should I think that way if I know that God wants to transform me into his masterpiece? The only reason I would be reluctant is because I don't trust him. And we were singing songs of worship as we were travelling here, but singing songs of worship, remembering who God is and why you can trust him and how he is a good and perfect and honourable God. Are you going to trust him? Are you somebody who in your heart and your soul is ready to let him control, because you trust, let him transform you? So that's my little encouragement and challenge to you today. You can take these bits of paper home as prayers that you might want to look at. If you want other copies, I can give you other copies of those. I plan to make them look more beautiful. I didn't do that, but you can make them look more beautiful by praying them and living them. So I'm going to close by saying those two prayers again, and then we're going to have another song. Yep. So I'll then hand back over to Eric after just reminding you of those prayers and how God sees you and wants to transform you into his masterpiece. Dear Heavenly Father, do whatever it takes to mold me into the image of your Son. Make me your masterpiece. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And the second one. Dear God, did I hear you right today? Did I hear you say that you love me even though you know me and know that I messed up so many times? Did I hear you say you want to use me even when I feel so useless? If you'll take me and use me, then God, I give you all that I am. Take me. I love you, God. Amen.